Healthcare in America is caught in a paradox, ever-increasing costs with stagnating outcomes. What if the solution isn't pouring more money into a broken system, but fundamentally reimagining how care is delivered? This is the revolutionary premise behind Clayton Christensen's framework for healthcare transformation. As costs have ballooned from 7% of GDP in 1970 to 16% in 2007, middle-class families face bankruptcy for medical bills, and businesses struggle under the weight of employee healthcare costs. The path forward isn't incremental change, it's disruptive innovation, the same force that has democratized everything from automobiles to computing. Consider how Henry Ford's Model T disrupted transportation by simplifying production and slashing costs from $850 to $290, making cars accessible to average Americans. Similarly, computing evolved from million-dollar mainframes requiring specialized operators to affordable personal computers anyone could use. These transformations required three essential elements: technological enablers that simplify complex problems, business model innovations that deliver affordable solutions, and value networks where companies have mutually reinforcing economic incentives. Healthcare's unique challenge? The disconnect between decision-makers, physicians, beneficiaries, patients, and payers has created a system where supply generates its own demand. Regions with more cardiac specialists perform up to 3 times more cardiac procedures regardless of population health needs. The human body communicates through limited signals: fever, pain, fatigue, often slurring what's actually wrong. This ambiguity has forced healthcare to rely on intuitive medicine, where physicians' approaches vary based on training, location, and payment structures. Precision medicine evolves through understanding disease causes, developing detection technologies, and creating targeted treatments. Infectious diseases pioneered this path. Tuberculosis, once vaguely known as consumption, was precisely identified when Koch discovered the bacterium in 1882. X-rays improved diagnosis, while vaccines and antibiotics reduced mortality. Cancer is undergoing a similar revolution. Leukemia now encompasses 38 different blood cancers, each with specific molecular pathways enabling targeted therapies like Gleevec. As diseases move toward precision medicine, care delivery can shift from specialists to less expensive providers. Nurse practitioners can perform physicians' work, retail clinics can treat common conditions, and consumers can conduct tests at home, establishing the foundation for healthcare's transformation. Imagine running a 5-star restaurant, fast food chain, and grocery store under one roof with identical staff and systems. This absurdity mirrors how hospitals operate today, combining incompatible business models that create extraordinary inefficiency. Healthcare operates through 3 distinct models. Solution shops diagnose complex problems through expertise with fee-for-service charging. Value-adding process businesses transform inputs via standardized procedures with fixed pricing. And facilitated networks enable customer exchanges, generating revenue through membership fees. When hospitals attempt to fulfill these different value propositions simultaneously, their resources clash. Focused institutions excel. Mayo Clinic succeeds as a solution shop by integrating specialists for complex diagnoses, while Schuttis Hospital achieves superior hernia repair outcomes, 0.5% complication rate versus 5 to 10% elsewhere, at 30% lower costs through standardization. Primary care physicians currently struggle with 4 incompatible roles: diagnosing acute conditions, managing chronic diseases, conducting wellness examinations, and identifying disorders requiring intuitive medicine. As retail clinics handle routine care and specialized networks manage chronic conditions, primary care physicians will evolve into focused solution shops that move upmarket to disrupt specialists, supported by diagnostics and telemedicine. Show me the incentive, and I'll show you the outcome. This wisdom explains healthcare's dysfunction. Our fee-for-service system creates a simple incentive: provide more services, earn more revenue. Studies suggest up to half of all U.S. medical services are medically unnecessary, driven by these perverse incentives. Kidney dialysis history demonstrates how reimbursement traps healthcare in high-cost models. Despite home dialysis devices becoming portable and 40% less expensive than clinic-based care with better outcomes, the market moved away from home treatment. When Congress's 1972 end-stage renal disease program guaranteed fully reimbursed dialysis, it derailed disruption. Clinic owners and nephrologists with financial stakes have no incentive to recommend home treatment. The solution requires two innovations: high deductible insurance with health savings accounts and disruptive provider business models. Insurance makes sense for unpredictable, devastating events, but is inefficient for routine care. Health savings accounts split employer healthcare spending between true insurance and individual accounts, making consumers price sensitive while turning health into a wealth building mechanism. Like 401ks that disrupted pension plans, HDI HSAs focus on inputs rather than guaranteed benefits. Retail clinics, telemedicine, and home diagnostics haven't transformed healthcare because innovations require compatible ecosystems with aligned business models. Today's healthcare network consists of independent entities with interlocking contracts that funnel patients to high-cost models. Three promising change agents emerge. Integrated fixed-fee providers like Kaiser Permanente operate their own insurance, employ physicians directly, and coordinate care across settings with incentives to prioritize prevention and cost-effectiveness. Corporate orchestrators could define the architecture of a new healthcare system by establishing interfaces between components. Major employers represent the third disruptive force. QuadGraphics exemplifies this approach with medical centers offering free comprehensive primary care to employees and families, reducing healthcare costs to $6,500 per employee versus the $9,000 regional average, with impressive outcomes. 92% of hypertensive patients take regular medication versus 40% nationally, and C-section rates less than half the national average. Chronic disease management represents healthcare's most critical frontier, accounting for 3/4 of direct medical costs, approximately $2.5 trillion annually. While technology has transformed many once fatal conditions into manageable chronic illnesses, our healthcare system remains poorly structured to address them. For chronic diseases, diagnosis merely begins lifelong therapy adherence. Two factors determine the appropriate adherence model: patients' intrinsic motivation, based on consequence immediacy, and the extent of behavioral change required. Diseases with immediate consequences naturally motivate adherence, while those with deferred consequences create little urgency. The most challenging conditions are behavior-dependent diseases with deferred consequences, including obesity, addictions, diabetes, and heart failure. For these, facilitated network models like Alcoholics Anonymous enable patients to exchange support with better success rates. Most healthcare decisions for chronically ill patients happen outside medical supervision. Diabetics spend 8,758 hours annually self-managing versus just 2 hours with doctors. Research shows people prioritize what they want to do over what they should do, finding improve my financial health more compelling than maintain physical health, suggesting systems linking therapy adherence with financial benefits would outperform traditional wellness programs. Making healthcare affordable will follow the same pattern seen in other industries where complicated, expensive products became widely accessible through disruptive innovation. The general hospital business model is unsustainable without cross-subsidies, competition restraints, and philanthropic support. Hospitals must either disrupt themselves by separating into three distinct models: solution shops for complex diagnostics, value-adding process businesses for predictable treatments, and facilitated networks for chronic disease management, or be disrupted by others. This transformation will begin with simpler problems before progressively displacing high-cost approaches disease by disease, resulting in higher quality, greater convenience, and better access at lower cost. If we viewed healthcare reform as an innovation challenge rather than a political problem, the principles that transformed computing from million-dollar mainframes to smartphones could transform healthcare from a bankrupting burden to an affordable right.